Holy Spirit to this place. Lord, I believe that you're here. You're so worthy of our praise.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
do this for you. I'll do that for you. I'll sing for you. I'll work for you. I'll serve you. What should I do? What should I do, Lord?
And
this one thing that you told me. I'm not calling you because I need you. I'm calling you because I just want you by my side. I love you. I want you to feel the joy of serving me. I can do it all by myself. But I just want you to dwell in me.
Feel
me. Enjoy my presence. And so how can I not say that I love him, right? This song is just all about confessing to Jesus that we love
Him.
And for that reason, we will serve Him.
And
our desire to serve Him overflows.
How many of you have a brother or sister? How many has ever had that brother or sister tell on you because you did something wrong? Way back like 100 years ago when I was 10 years old,
No.
My sister and I, my older sister and I were playing outside.
私と姉が一緒に外で遊んでたんですけど。
And we climbed up a tree.
木に登って。
And we were playing with squirt guns.
で、水鉄砲で遊んでたんです。
Me being the smart boy that I was, thought when I get out of the tree, I know how I'm going to carry this squirt gun.
Well,
think about this. I'm in the tree. I'm having fun. And I go. And I jump down out of that tree. With the squirt gun in my mouth. What do you think happened? That's not sharp, but it's sharp enough. It scraped the top of my mouth inside. And me being the good pastor's kid that I was, didn't say anything. Actually, I said a bad word and my older sister heard it. What do you think she would
do?
Do you think she was sad because I hurt my mouth? Or do you think she went telling mom and dad, Mark said a bad word? Which? She went telling mom and dad, Mark said a bad word. Well, we have in the Bible some stories of a group of people called the Pharisees. And when Jesus was walking around preaching and teaching, they would watch him to see if they could get him in trouble. And it was on the Sabbath, and Jesus and the disciples were walking, and they were hungry, so they picked some grain out of a field and ate it. Now God had actually established that this was allowed by poor people walking through fields could just take some of what was left because they were, the farmers were told, leave some behind.
But
those Pharisees saw them doing this one. Oh, here's our chance. We can get them in trouble.
パリサイ人がそれを見たときに、ああ、これが私たちのチャンスだ。これで問題を指摘できる。
Said to Jesus, you know, you're working on the Sabbath, and that's just not allowed. And Jesus tells them, well, how even the priests in the temple had to work on the Sabbath to offer sacrifices. And then Jesus quotes this saying right here. That is actually out of the Old Testament. So let's read it. It's really simple. I think you can do this with me. Nice and loud, kids, okay? Read, if you read English, read it with me. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. So what Jesus was saying was that God was more in, God was more concerned with what was going on in their hearts than what was actually happening with their body politics.
どう見えるかではなくて、心の中がどうなってるかを重視しているということです。
Because we could do stuff that makes it look like we're following God, but our heart might not actually be following God. 従
っているようにこう見せることはできても、実際心がそうではない場合です。
Jesus and his disciples then go on into the temple.
イエス様の弟子たちは神殿に入り、
And you got the Pharisees still following and going.
まだハリサイ人はこうついてきて見てるんですね。
They come upon a man who has one hand that's all withered and is not able to be used. Now, do you think those Pharisees were concerned about the man who couldn't use his hand? Or do you think they were more concerned about Jesus and what he couldn't use? Oh, you haven't? Okay. Nikki, what do you think? They were more concerned with what Jesus was going to do. Was he going to break what they thought was a rule? Now let's think about this. Here we have Jesus, who's actually the Son of God. And they're thinking, is he going to break one of God's rules? But it was actually their interpretation of God's rules, because they created so many rules on top of honor the Sabbath that they thought they were going to catch it. And so they actually had no mercy, no compassion on this man. But Jesus did, and said, stretch out that hand. And as he did, that hand became whole, just like the other. And so guess what the Pharisees did? Do you think, like my sister, they took off so they could tell on him, or were they excited that this man got healed? What do you think? Were they excited the man got healed? Or were they still going to make Jesus in trouble? Right, they were still hoping that we can get Jesus in trouble, and they were so mad, they left and started trying to make a plan of how can we kill this man. So my question for you guys today is your heart full of mercy? Or are you more concerned about the outward appearance, and I'm just going to do what I have to do to make things look better? My heart's prayer and my desire is that you guys will have a heart just like God's, and it will be so full of mercy and compassion that when you see someone who needs help, just like Jesus, you will stop. Tell you what, we pray a little bit differently. Can you guys actually repeat the prayer that I'm praying? And maybe we'll need the big older kids to help out with this. The little kids won't be too scared to say
something.
So Heavenly Father, we love you and thank you that you are good.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Please make our hearts like yours. Help us to help the people around us. Use us. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you are good and you give us your spirit. You just pour us. Lord, fill these children with your love and your compassion. Please give them the ability to help and love those around them. And we will give you the honor and glory. Love you and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Megumi and Mark. It's always fun to see things get a little bit complicated, especially when you try to do things in more than one language, so that we have to think about how to do that, how to repeat. Next week is the first Sunday of September. So we are going to have a communion service. That would be from 10 o'clock. And also, how many of you guys know there's something special about the first Sunday of September? Anybody know what that might be? The first Sunday of September. How many of you guys are really hot? Y'all don't look healthy. Do we need to turn up the air conditioner? I feel like I should just send everybody home. Go to sleep. Okay.
This is it.
The first Sunday of September is actually the Sunday that we commemorate the start of Mizuba. It's like Mizuba's birthday. And it's a little hard to tell when the actual birthday of Mizuba is, so we just celebrate Mizuba's birthday on the first Sunday of September. We're not going to do anything that special, but we're going to have a potluck. And some of you guys are kind of overwhelmed to make a whole lunch for everybody. But you guys are amazing cooks, a lot of you men and women both. So if you could make one dish to share with everybody and just bless people, we want to have a special time next week. So make that in your schedule. Not only to cook, but to enjoy time together. Anything else? Okay. So I really told you to take off your clothes. Is it okay if I take off mine? It's like not supposed to be sleeveless in Japan, but I'm better than fainting, right? I'm really warm. Maybe I should tie my hair up too. Okay. Really, if you have extra clothes on that you're able to take off and still look halfway decent. Make yourself at home. Last week, does anybody remember? Who was here last week? Does anybody remember what Moss talked about? Okay, yes, you did. What did he talk about? Oh, yes, he did. He talked about his hands. A lot, right? So that was memorable. Yes, he talked about his hands. He also talked about with that we're in a battle. And he told us that the battle was not really our battle, but rather God's battle. And he said that we join in God's battle, but that God is also fighting for us. So God has a part, and we can join in to that battle, and so that we can also share the victory that God has. So Jesus really did everything on the cross. Amen. And he won the victory. Totally won the victory when he rose again. And we can share in that victory. Most of you guys have been coming to church for a while, and maybe you've gone to other churches as well. How many of you know Christians who really walk in victory? Anybody, you know people that you've met in your lives. I mean, these people walk in victory. Really, honestly, the rest of you have never met anyone like that?
今、デイは手を挙げています。何もいますね。
はい、そういう中に生きることは私たちできます。
You know, I see that in a lot of your lives as well. You really amazed me in the way that you left.
私たちは皆さんの生活の中で主の勝利を見ることができることを感謝です。
And when we meet people like that, it's really encouraging.
そしてその勝利を見ているとき、私たちも本当に励まされるんですね。
Now, have you ever noticed that some of these people have experienced like amazing difficulties in their life?
ね、ある人はですね、本当に人生の中で本当に大変なところを通っていることを私たちは 見ますね。
And despite all these difficulties, their faithGets stronger and stronger.
でもある人にとってはその困難の中で彼の信仰が強くなる、そういうことも私たちは目撃することができます。
Actually, Mark and I spent some time with people like that this summer.
そうですね、私もこの夏ですね、そういう方と一緒に交わり時を持つことができたので感謝でした。
It's a couple, they're kind of like my Christian parents in Japan.
彼らはですね、私にとってはクリスチャンの両親のような方なんですけども、
And we've known them for more than 20 years.
そうですね、もう20年ぐらい前から知り合いの方なんですけども、
Never heard themNever heard them say a bad thing about another person. Not
one.
And they're just always positive and praising God.
一緒の時には本当に肯定的で神様を賛美している。
Well, last year, the husband, he's 91 years old.
ご主人は今91歳の方なんですけど。
They discovered that he had stage 4 cancer.
もうステージ4のがんを持っていらっしゃる。
And it had basically spread all over his body, and there's nothing that they can do.
知ってしまって何もできないという状態なんですけども
。So he's definitely gotten much weaker, but not too much pain.
まあ、弱まってたわかるし、痛みも少しあるのがわかるんですけども。
And even though he's rather ill, they were able to come all the way to Japan. He's 91, and the wife is 87.
から日本に来て、奥様も87歳ですけど、一緒にこの夏過ごしてらっしゃいました。
And he's still smiling.
でも見るとですね、いつもね、笑顔なんですね。
He's still leading a hymn sing in the evening outside.
夜の賛美歌の集会では彼がリードをするんですね。
He's still praising God.
神様を賛美する姿を私たち見ることができました。
Well, one afternoon,
である午後なんですけども、
his wife.
彼女の、彼の奥さん、87歳の奥さんが急に病気になって、
She was throwing up very violently again and again.
何度何度も嘔吐していたんですけども、
And she was really dizzy. She had to lie down. She couldn't stand up at all.
立つことはできない、そういう状態に奥さんがなったんです、ね。
And it ended up that she had to go to ICU.
で、そのまま集中管理室に行かなくてはいけない状況になりました。
Not the college ICU, but the emergency room, right?
はい、エマージェンシールームですね。大学の名前じゃなくて、彼女はそこに行くことになって、
And really, she was just lying there. We're trying to hold her up, and we're asking the husband, you know, where's the insurance paper?
And
he's like, and the wife is so sick, and she's like, it's in the bed, under the chair, on the second floor, in the
bathroom.
So sick, but she's just in total control of everything.
あそこにあるからって言ってご主人に言うわけですね。
Anyway, she went to ICU and
集中管理室に行って、
even when she was there, I didn't hear one negative word from her.